Greetings from chilly upstate New York. This is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. I hope you have your thinking cap on. So, a Serbian kills an Austrian in Bosnia, and you, an American, sail for France to fight Germans. While this is factually true, it doesn't adequately describe the story of World War I, the war to end all wars. This tiny bucket cannot possibly contain the ocean of information behind the global struggle that raged from 1914 to 1918, costing millions of lives and devastating massive swaths of land. There's so much more to the story. Come to think about it, there's more to almost every story. Details unknown, facts uncovered, truths lost. How can we humans keep it all straight? There's so much that we don't know. This is one of those places where our God towers over us and is gloriously beyond our limited comprehension. Job declares in Job 21:22, "Can anyone teach God knowledge, since he judges those who are on high?" We learn in God's word that as an all-knowing God, he's not learning. He has no teacher or instructor. He's not making new discoveries or uncovering details he never knew. He knows and sees everything. The question that believers must grapple with is this: do you have a big God or a little God? Can you entrust the length, breadth, and depth to his eternal genius, or will you shrivel into faithlessness? Does he really have the whole world in his hands? Can I rest in his ability to act and move, order, and ordain? We too often leave God out of the equation. We fear other people so much, sometimes because we fear God so little. Anytime tragedy stalks humanity, either the goodness of God or the greatness of God is called into question. If he's good, he would stop this suffering, or if he was great, he would put a halt to this discomfort right now. Is there any more to the story? Well, the Bible tells me there is. Job 28:24, "For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens." Proverbs 15:3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Hebrews 4:13, "And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." The issue for many of us is that we limit the story to our physical health and our material wealth. How about the condition of our souls? How about the very seat of our emotions and our identity? What if the great someone is right now working in 10 million ways behind the scenes to rescue us from a smothering absorption with ourselves, so that he can bring to us a peace that the creature can only find in its creator? What if our frailty and our transience is a reminder that he's neither weak nor changing? There's more to every story that we hear. Do you trust that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? I know I'm stretching your thinking muscles, but it's important to see our God is greater and higher and wiser than any of his created beings. Grappling with the infinite is a good and humbling exercise. There is a myriad of things that God knows that he's not yet chosen to tell us. We see through a glass darkly, but one day, because of the love expressed at Calvary, we'll see face to face. Until then, I trust him, and I worship the God of all wisdom. As Lewis said, he's not tame, but he's good. I close with a reminder that I've used over my 58-year pilgrimage on planet Earth. Life is hard, God is good, and the future is bright. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.